This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.
Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
Yeah, welcome back. Always on a Monday night, we speak with Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. And I'll tell you what, hot auction markets. Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide certainly even strong over the weekend. And Jonathan, as we told people last week, it comes partly down to the lack of stock that's actually hitting the markets right now.
Look, I think that's spot on. I mean, I noticed Christopher Joy, the commentator for the Fin Review, said that a four-year boom in Sydney was exhausting supply. In other words, people just have already done their upgrading.
I noticed Christopher, also a very good economic commentator, also indicated he thinks that the Reserve Bank got this wrong, along with the fact if it cut interest rates, it could control the dollar. So, I mean, there is a question mark here, because if the last thing that the Reserve Bank, or indeed the government overall, would want is for the housing market to start booming and a little bubble to start to appear.
Well, Glenn Stevens, of course, in February thought that Sydney prices would take a breather. And look, they were about to, but they didn't. Because, you know, the weekend clearance rate, it's a preliminary result, Ross, but for CoreLogic, the Sydney, was 86%. Mm. That's 10% above last year, the same time last year, when it was 76% and declining. Remember, it finished off, I suspect, in the 50s, if I'm not mistaken. So, but that came from greater supply. But if spring doesn't get the rush of supply, then
Prices can only go one way if people are still buying it. The other one also, if you go to Melbourne, the inner southern suburbs, 80.2% clearance rate and a lot of auctions there. And then you go, say, to the outer eastern suburbs, again, which was very strong over the past week or so, 83.7%. So a lot of property is selling there. Same thing in Brisbane. You see that there's actually a pickup actually in the amount of stock around Brisbane, which isn't apparent in either Sydney or Melbourne at the moment.
Yes. Brisbane stock levels are the closest. They're still a tad down on last year, but they're the closest. But interestingly, the Brisbane clearance rate on the weekend was higher than this same time last year, and I reckon that was the first for quite a little while. So Sydney's weekend clearance rate was 86. Melbourne was 76% and Brisbane was 56%.
Okay, I want you to tell me the story about the woman in Canberra whose house was stolen by scammers, who is now suing the ACT government to try and get her money back. What happened here?
Well, she got her money back this afternoon in the court judgment. So she got, it was a $430,000 house that was sold while she was overseas for an extended period. It was sort of a Nigerian scam, but it wasn't Nigerians. It was some people elsewhere in Africa who were apparently behind it. But they'd never caught it. So, an innocent buyer came along and bought the house in McGregor in Canberra for $430,000. And so the government didn't pay up, which I thought was a bit odd. We're supposed to have faith and confidence in the land title systems of every government around the country. So we went to court, and Justice stated Mossop this afternoon gave the woman who lost her own house $546,000 in compensation.
Wow. That's just an astonishing story. All right, now finally, when we see people right now wondering if their children will ever get into the housing market, some people have taken this to extreme measures, which make me shake my head, really, about the age of entitlement for kids.
Well, I do too. I mean, the latest story in the Fairfax Press was a six-year-old had bought a flat in Sydney over the weekend.
A six-year-old?
Yeah, well, I don't believe that. I think it actually causes more trouble within the family and how you work out your incomes and finances. So I must admit, I'm not a great proponent of it. I think obviously the money should, be put in kids' education and the like. If you really
well, you'd have to think about that. But there you go. What age is too young to actually start a kid off on the real estate thing? In this particular case, a property has been bought in Wollstonecraft, a one-bedroom apartment, $670,000 for a child aged 6. Get that. That is your modern times. Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Always good to chat to you on Monday nights, my friend.
I got mine at 30, I think, my first time.
I think I was 28 or something like that as well. So maybe that's a more respectable age, at least anyway. Jonathan Chancellor.
This podcast thanks to Audi Alto Artarmon. During the Audi Quattro Drive sales event, receive complimentary on-roads, 3 years servicing and 5 years warranty. Google Audi Alto Artarmon today.